Chapter 3. The Power of a Gentle Decline. In the hustle and bustle of modern life, it's easy to feel overwhelmed by the constant demands on our time and energy, whether it's work projects, social invitations, or family obligations. The pressure to say yes can be suffocating. However, learning the art of saying no is not just an act of self-preservation. It's a crucial skill for maintaining your well-being and fostering healthier relationships. Understanding the importance of boundaries. Boundaries are the invisible lines we draw to protect our physical, emotional, and mental space. They help us define what is acceptable and what is not, ensuring that we don't become overwhelmed or taken advantage of. Without clear boundaries, we risk burning out, experiencing resentment, and damaging our relationships. Saying no is an essential component of boundary setting. It allows you to prioritize your needs without feeling guilty. When you say no, you're not just declining a request, you're affirming your worth and respecting your limits. The guilt trip, overcoming it. One of the biggest obstacles to saying no is the fear of guilt. Society often conditions us to believe that saying no makes us selfish or uncooperative. However, this couldn't be further from the truth. Saying no is an act of self-respect and honesty. To overcome the guilt trip, start by reframing your mindset. Understand that your well-being is not a luxury, it's a necessity. When you prioritize your needs, you're better equipped to show up for others. Think of it as putting on your own oxygen mask before assisting others on a flight. Crafting your no. Saying no doesn't have to be abrupt or rude. In fact, a well-crafted no can maintain and even strengthen relationships. Here are some tips for saying no gracefully. 1. Be honest but tactful. Instead of saying, "I don't want to," try, "I appreciate the invitation, but I have prior commitments." 2. Offer an alternative. If you're declining a social invitation, suggest an alternative time or activity. "I can't make it this weekend, but let's plan something for next month." 3. Keep it simple. Sometimes a straightforward no is all that's needed. "Thank you for thinking of me, but I won't be able to attend." 4. Express gratitude. Showing appreciation for the invitation or request can soften the decline. "I'm honored you asked, but I need to decline." 5. Set clear boundaries. If the request is something you frequently decline, set a boundary. "I usually don't take on extra projects on weekends," to maintain a work-life balance. The ripple effect. Saying no not only benefits you, but also has a positive ripple effect on those around you. When you set boundaries, you model healthy behavior for others. Your friends, family, and colleagues will likely respect your boundaries and may even feel empowered to set their own. Moreover, when you're not spread too thin, you're more present and engaged in the commitments you do honor. This quality presence strengthens your relationships and makes your yeses more meaningful. Practice makes perfect. Like any skill, saying no gets easier with practice. Start small by declining minor requests and gradually work your way up to more significant commitments. Pay attention to how you feel after saying no. Notice any relief, peace, or empowerment. These emotions are signs that you're on the right path. Conclusion. Mastering the art of saying no is a transformative practice that empowers you to live a more balanced and fulfilling life. It allows you to honor your needs while maintaining healthy relationships. Remember, saying no is not a rejection of others, but a celebration of yourself. Embrace it, practice it, and watch as it enhances every aspect of your life.